Shalom, anachnu.
Hello, everyone. Rav, what are we going to study now?
We are learning the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, I think abstract names.
Yes, so we're learning the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The title is Abstract Names.
Go ahead.
Many believe that all the words and the names in the wisdom of Kabbalah are a kind of abstract names, since it deals with godliness and spirituality, which are above time and space, where even our imagination has no hold.
The eye of the imagination.
For this reason, they have decided that all that is said about such matters is only abstract names, or even more sublime and exalted than abstract names, as they are completely and from the outset devoid of imaginary elements.
In other words, people think that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we talk about such things that are completely intangible for our senses. We can't feel them, see them, taste them, check their flavors. What's with them, with those names? Are they just kind of truly abstract names that have nothing to do with this world? But
this is not the case. On the contrary, Kabbalah uses only names and appellations that are concrete and real. It is an unbending law for all Kabbalists that anything we do not attain, we do not define by a name and a word.
Meaning, the wisdom of Kabbalah is based only on clear attainment that stems entirely from attaining the upper force from which everything comes. And only out of that do we get facts. Out of that we get attainments, names. There is nothing imaginary about it, the way it is in this world, like in physics and chemistry. And those, is there anything real in them? Only in the way we attain them in our senses that we test, empirical senses. So in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's even more so and more accurately, which we can't do in our world. But when we obtain the ability to attain spirituality, then we attain the truest things because we see how they emerge from their upper source and come to us, clothing us, create in us all kinds of results. And accordingly, we check them, study them, and therefore have clear knowledge about all of reality, where it comes from, why and how, and so on. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is actually the most realistic wisdom. But achieving it is more difficult than achieving a regular teaching science, because in regular sciences, you study something and then you research it, you study it, and it also depends what you study, so it doesn't become philosophy instead of real science. But at least in our limited kelim, vessels or instruments, it'll be a realistic science in this world. But the wisdom of Kabbalah elevates us to a level where we see from one end of the world to the other, without all the discernments. It could be this way or that way, meaning without all the limitations, but rather everything is revealed to us from the Creator to the created being and everything in between them. And then all of our universe, with all the questions in it about stars and planets in galaxies, anything on planet Earth, all those things become clear to us completely, and we achieve the complete wisdom. And here
you must know that the word attainment, hasaga, means the ultimate degree of understanding. It derives from the phrase ki tsig yadcha, your hand shall attain. That means that before something becomes utterly lucid, as though gripped in one's hand, Kabbalists do not consider it attained. But by other names, such as understanding, comprehension, and so on.
In other words, attainment is the final degree when all of my sefirot, of my kli, are filled with all the lights that emanate from the Creator, and then I attain it in the final, clearest way or measure. This is how it unfolds, how it happens in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And of course, you can't compare what we attain in the wisdom of Kabbalah to what we attain in worldly teachings, because our instruments, our vessels are limited. We don't know the reason for all those results. So basically, we don't know anything. Okay? No questions. Let's continue.
Title, The Actuality in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Actual things are found even the corporeal reality set before our eyes, although we have neither perception nor an image of their essence. Such are the electricity and the magnet, which are called fluidum. Nevertheless, who can say that these names are not real? When we have completely satisfactory awareness of their actions, and we are utterly careless about the fact that we have no perception of the essence of the subject itself, namely electricity in itself. This name is as tangible and as close to us as though it were entirely perceived by our senses. Even little children are familiar with this word, electricity, as well as they are familiar with the words such as bread, sugar, and so on. Moreover, if you wish to exercise your tools of scrutiny, I shall tell you that as a whole, as there is no perception of the Creator whatsoever, so is it impossible to attain the essence of any of His creatures, even the tangible objects that we feel with our hands. Thus, all we know about our friends and relatives in the world of action before us are nothing more than acquaintance with actions. These are prompted and born by the association of their encounter with our senses, which render us complete satisfaction, although we have no perception whatsoever in the essence of the subject. Furthermore, you have no perception or attainment whatsoever even in your own essence. Everything you know about your own essence is nothing more than a series of actions extending from your essence. Now you can easily conclude that all the names and appellations that appear in books of Kabbalah are indeed real and factual, although we have no attainment in the subject matter whatsoever. This is so because those who engage in them have the complete satisfaction of inclusive perception in its ultimate wholeness. Meaning also, merely perception of actions that are prompted and born from the association of the upper light and its perceivers. However, it is quite sufficient, for this is the rule. All that is measured and extends from his guidance so as to become a reality, the nature of creation, is completely satisfactory. This is just as one will not wish for a sixth finger in his palm, because the five fingers are quite sufficient.
Questions, please? Moscow 5.
Скажите, пожалуйста,
выключи свой динамик.
Fix your microphone. Now speak.
Непостигаемая суть – это гар, а вкус и торы – это зад.
The essence that is not attained is gal, and the flavors of the Torah are zat?
No. It's not divided this way. No more questions. Interesting. All right, let's continue. I won't interpret if there are no questions. It's a sign that everything's clear. Go ahead.
Title.
Wait.
Hungary.
Hungary.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask about the language and expressions when we translate or disseminate. We know that in the Kabbalistic writings, every word, every sign has a very specific role. And we know Hachaim is very meticulous when he's translating, for example, to English. So when we translate to other languages or when we disseminate, how important is what language, what words, what expressions we are using? Does it depend on us at all? Thank you.
No, זה לא כל כך חשוב.
No. It's not that important. If we are writing this for the general public, but if we're speaking about our textbooks, then there we need to be meticulous and maybe even use brackets next to it, introduce the original words. This is how it should be. Tel Aviv 3.
Incorporated in what our senses see and start working in a different realm.
I didn't understand what you said.
Bala Sulam writes that we shouldn't engage at all in things we see in our eyes. We'll never attain its essence, and he's sending us to a different place to work. How can we detach from what we see in our five senses and work?
If you are in the five senses, then there's nothing to talk about. If you're already beginning to attain something, then we're talking about that attainment. To what extent it's true or not, real or not. But if you are in your five current senses, then there's nothing to talk about. What attainment is it?
What data should I pull from the five senses that will lead me to the right kind of work?
Nothing. Everything is above it. It's all above it. It's all attained in the light of bestowal, the light of chasadim. It's revealed in the light of Chokhmah. There is no connection to your current senses.
Romania. Thank you.
Romania.
Rav, the Kabbalist sometimes said attained, atingere, and sometimes said achievement. There is a difference between these two states? Attained. Sometimes said attained, and sometimes said achievement.
Yeah, there is attainment and there is understanding. Attainment is the highest level of understanding. Understanding could be with our ordinary intellect. Attainment can be only through the light of chasadim, only according to the equivalence of form. Equivalence of form is when I'm included in what I attain. I'm included in it. It's as if I enter it. And then to the extent that I enter it, there I feel the phenomenon. You understand? Let's say we have a narrator, Niv. You see him? See him? Right. So I want to attain Niv. So I perform an act where I enter Niv, I become included in him with my light of chasadim. And then when I'm included in him, I enter him and I'm included in what is happening inside of him. This is called attainment. It's not important for us now. We will come to it practically anyway. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. He writes here that I would tell you that just as you have no perception in the Creator, to that same extent you have no attainment in your about yourself. So how are we supposed to depict the Creator? Where should we aim for?
You depict the Creator by building within you the image of the Creator, just like everything else is awakened and becomes clarified in you by building their pattern, their template, their model within you. That's how it happens.
Can you give us a picture of the first pattern?
With what? Where will I do it? Give me some area where I can paint this for you. The area should be the will to receive that's cleansed from the intention to receive, and on that you can draw.
And that's done in the work in the 10, this cleansing?
Of course. Where else can you do it?
Thank you.
Niv. Right. So we are in the title, the corporeal terms and the physical names in books of Kabbalah. Any reasonable person will understand that when dealing with spiritual matters, much less with godliness, we have no words or letters with which to contemplate. This is because our whole vocabulary is but combinations of the letters of our senses and imagination. And how can they assist where there are neither imagination nor senses? Even if we take the subtlest word that can be used in such matters, meaning the word upper light, or even simple light, it is still imaginary and borrowed from the sunlight, or a candlelight, or a light of contentment one feels upon resolving some doubt. How can we use them in spiritual matters and godly ways? They offer the examiner nothing more than falsehood and deceit. It is particularly so where one needs to find some rationale in these words to help one in the negotiations customary in the research of the wisdom. Here, the sage must use rigorously accurate definitions for the eyes of the readers. Should the sage fail with but a single unsuccessful word, he will confuse and mislead the readers. They will not understand at all what he says before and after it. And everything connected to that word, as is known to anyone who examines books of wisdom, thus, one should wonder how it is possible for Kabbalists to use false words to explain their interconnections in this wisdom. Also, it is known that there is no definition through a false name, for the lie has no legs to stand on and no stance. Indeed, here you must know the law of root and branch by which the worlds relate to one another. Again, we are reading, by the way, in the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 14. The corporeal terms and the physical names in books of Kabbalah. Any reasonable person will understand that when dealing with spiritual matters, much less with godliness, we have no words or letters with which to contemplate. This is because our whole vocabulary is but combinations of the letters of our senses and imagination. And how can they assist where there are neither imagination nor senses? Even if we take the subtlest word that can be used in such matters, meaning the word upper light or even simple light, it is still imaginary and borrowed from the sunlight or candlelight, or a light of contentment one feels upon resolving some doubt. How can we use them in spiritual matters and godly ways? They offer the examiner nothing more than falsehood and deceit. It is particularly so where one needs to find some rationale in these words to help one in the negotiations customary in the research of the wisdom. Here the sage must use rigorously accurate definitions for the eyes of the readers. Should the sage fail with but a single unsuccessful word, he will confuse and mislead the readers. They will not understand at all what he says before and after it, and everything connected to that word, as is known to anyone who examines books of wisdom. Thus, one should wonder how it is possible for Kabbalists to use false words to explain the interconnections in this wisdom. Also, it is known that there is no definition through a false name, for the lie has no legs and no stance. Indeed, here you must first know the law of root and branch by which the worlds relate to one another.
This means that because we're built on foundations of light and kli, darkness and light, that we're always basing ourselves on the foundations of creation, spiritual ones, not even in our world. That's why, just as in our world, we may be based on the basic laws of nature, which, according to our experience, we have no doubt about them. It's the same way in the wisdom of Kabbalah, with everything that's relevant to the spiritual roots. We can base ourselves on experience by researching it scientifically, because there's none as wise as the experienced. Whatever's in your hand is called attainment. That's why here we can be certain that we have the truth in our hands by which we can advance. Please, USA Northeast.
У нас есть какой-то опыт и знание
Но вместе с тем у нас есть что-то, что внутри.
We already have some experience and we already have something inside. Is this a combination of what we can say, what we can feel?
What's the question, please?
How can we do this in our dissemination?
No, no, we're not learning about that now. What we're learning about is how we attain the world rather than how we are disseminating. I'm sorry, but it's not the subject. Almata.
Almata. Angela?
No question?
Microphone.
Okay, I don't know why there was a question mark. Queens?
Is attaining and knowing the same thing?
Yes. Ita 4.
Maestro, volevo chiedere questo. Se ho capito bene.
Teacher, I want to ask you. If I understand correctly, our essence is the root. We can't attain our essence, so how can we know the Creator?
What is his question, Eve?
If we can't attain our essence, how can we attain the Creator?
Niv, say it please again.
If we cannot attain our essence, then how can we attain the Creator?
One has nothing to do with the other. Our essence is something we'll never attain. Next, Kabu. Kabu 1.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean, near the end of the text where it says, thus one should wonder how it is possible for Kabbalists to use false words to explain the inner connections in this wisdom? Aren't the words klipo?
We'll learn these things. I see that your questions are still such that we're going to scrutinize them in the text ahead of us. Yes. So let's just keep on going, Niv.
Header. The law of root and branch by which the worlds are related. Page 16. Kabbalists have found that the form of the four worlds named Atzilut, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, beginning with the first, highest world called Atzilut, down to this corporeal, tangible world called Asiya, is exactly the same in every item and event. This means that everything that eventuates and occurs in the first world is found unchanged in the next world below it, too. It is likewise in all the worlds that follow it, down to this tangible world. There is no difference between them, but only a difference of degree perceived in the substance of the elements of reality in each and every world. The substance of the elements of reality in the first, uppermost world is finer than in all the ones below it. And the substance of the elements of reality in the second world is thicker than in the first world, but finer still than all that is of a lower degree. This continues similarly down to this world before us, whose substance of the elements of its reality is coarser and darker than in all the worlds preceding it. However, the shapes and elements of reality and all their occurrences come unchanged and equal in every world, both in quantity and quality.
meaning the system of the ten sefirot remains, the structure of the ten sefirot remains, and every time we discover the same forms, only more corporeal. Yes.
They compared it to the conduct of a seal and its imprint. All the shapes in the seal are perfectly transferred in every detail and intricacy to its imprinted object. So it is with the worlds. Each lower world is an imprint of the world above it. Hence, all the forms in the higher world are meticulously copied in both quantity and quality to the lower world. Thus, there is not an element of reality or an occurrence of reality in the lower world that you will not find its likeness in the world above it, as identical as two drops in a pond. And they are called root and branch. This means that the item in the lower world is deemed a branch of its pattern found in the higher world, which is the root of the lower element, as this is where that item in the lower world has been imprinted and made to be. That was the intention of our sages when they said, you have not a blade of grass below that has not a fortune and a guard above that strikes it and tells it, grow. It follows that the root, called fortune, compels it to grow and assume its attribute and quality and quantity, as with a seal and its imprint. This is the law of root and branch that applies to every detail and occurrence in reality, in every single world, in relation to the world above it.
Hebrew 10, please.
Hebrew 10, please.
Something technical. When he speaks of a world and reality, what does it mean?
World, he may be talking about each and every world. That's clear. And reality is what we attain in our vessels. That's called reality. Galil West.
With what kelim do we obtain the understanding that we are in the actual reality and not in a false reality?
You cannot know about this. Maybe now you're asleep and you're about to wake up. How can you know? Explain this to me. How can you make sure you're not sleeping right now? It may be that it seems to you that you're sleeping, and while you're sleeping, you have a dream that you're sleeping. And in that dream, you're sleeping again. These are concealment levels. No one can tell you what the truth is and what it isn't. That's why there's spiritual attainment, which is above reason. It's above the reason. And in it, there is no possibility of mistake.
Do I attain above reason through the work in the group, in the tent?
Only there. You cannot leave yourself and to know if you're in a dream or not. But if you come out of yourself, to come out of yourself is only possible if you're incorporated in a group. Is this clear, Florida?
Yes, Rav, thank you. It says that the quality is identical in all the worlds. And then it says that the only difference is the one is thinner or thicker, or I'm sorry, finer or thicker. what's the difference between finer and thicker?
These are discernments, the number of discernments, just as in our words, either you measure by meters or by millimeters. The extent of your scrutiny, that's a matter of being finer or thicker. Like a thick person is someone who doesn't understand what you're talking about. All your nuances, these words, you know, he's like someone from a village compared to a person who learned and they listened to the Philharmonic Orchestra and theater. Look at Niv, how he looks like and how you look like. You see the difference, right? Am I right? That's the difference. This is a thick person and a subtle person.
Wouldn't this be quality?
Yes, quality, but if you're talking in spirituality about qualities, it's not only the number of discernments. It's not only about the number. We can't reach and measure spirituality only by the number of discernments, either 1,000 discernments or 100 discernments. It's not enough. There's a matter here of the qualities of the light, discernments in the vessel compared to the light. What's the difference between the light of Nefesh and the light of Yechida? It's not about the number of discernments alone. It's that in Yechida we attain a quality, and in the light of Nefesh we attain Nefisha, the light of life, a more beastly light. There it's the spiritual light, what the spiritual person lives from compared to a beast. I can't explain this. We don't have the words for that. But when we enter the wisdom of Kabbalah, we get the definitions of Kabbalah, and then this way we can speak about it already.
I'm feeling very thick right now.
Niv,
what did he say? Compared to you. No. This guy is a strong guy. He's smart and he's wise. Yes. We don't have many such friends in Florida. Okay, we have Hungary. Who is a friend from Hungary?
The substance between the words. So if we learn that the light is the same and the will to receive is the same, so what is this different substance?
There is a difference about the substance in core. Spirituality, it's a spiritual substance, and incorporeality, it's corporeal substance. How can I explain the difference between them? By what words? Aviyot Aleph or Bet or Gimel Dalet? How can I explain this to you? But according to the degrees of coarseness, we may feel the light that gives life, the light that organizes matter, that establishes matter, how matter responds to the light by the action of the light over it. These are things that, that's why there's a verse, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. And there's no other way. You want to see, you first have to taste. In order to taste, you have to have vessels for the light to make your vessels and fill those vessels. To that extent, when you do actions towards the light, just as the light does to you, then you'll reach the light of the Tamim, flavors, when this light fills the toch of your patsuf. And as a result of that, you reach seeing. When the light fills your patsuf, the toch of the patsuf, from that you get the vision, the seeing. I have no words. I'm not Bala Sulam. We'll see. Maybe he explains more about it. Well, of course, he explains this here and there, but to the extent that we can perceive, well, that doesn't depend on Bala Sulam anymore. Basically, where are we? Well, okay, let's take Moscow 2. Who's asking there today all the time?
Необходимо изучить законы корня и ветви. Это духовное постижение.
It is necessary to learn the laws of root and branch. Is this a light of chassadim? That's what it means?
This has nothing to do with the light of chassadim. Your questions are not in place. Not in place. The root and branch are the relation between the root and the branch. How is that related to the light of chassadim? Everywhere you have the light of chassadim and the light of chokhmah. There's no correlation between them.
What does it mean when he says learning the laws of root and branch?
Learning the laws of the root and branch is something we always do. Or constantly do. The branch only changes through the root. And the branch may affect the root by raising man, and the root affects the branch by this lowering the mud. Africa.
Yeah, Rav, thank you. Rav, this lesson has been a real roller coaster, and we've been through many states. Our question is, how do we convert this accumulation into the right desire towards the work?
You shouldn't do that. All you need to do is publicize. Just engage in dissemination. And that will clear room for you for the next portion you're going to get from me. Only by publicizing. If you keep it and all you do is work on this material, you'll block yourself. Even though it seems to you you're going to be smarter because you're going over the material and you're repeating it. No. In spirituality, it's only by passing your materials. Not this, but something is suitable. If it's suitable for someone else and then you pass it on to him, you clear room for light of new degrees in you. That's the way it is. So good luck in your dissemination.
Latin free.
Latin three.
By perceiving a reality at a higher existence, can we avoid its occurrence in our current reality?
Repeat, please.
By perceiving an event in a higher level of reality, can we avoid its occurrence in our current or lower reality?
No,
don't worry about it. The main thing for us is connection and dissemination. That's all. That's first of all. And then you open yourself up for reception from above. Moscow 6.
Раб, если постижение все в десятке, то во всех книгах описываются уровни и формы света.
The attainment is, first of all, in the ten. So, all the books, do they describe levels of connection?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. Hadera 1.
Rav, we're learning that the stronger the desire, the thicker it is, the more details it discovers.
a desire with a screen and a reflected light. The more it's thick, the more its screen and the reflected light are bigger, are thinner or purer, and accordingly attains more.
Yes, but how can it be that there is the same amount of details and the same connections between all the parts in the worlds?
Of course, the difference is only in the subtleness of what's being revealed. What's the difference between our world and the highest world? It's only with respect to us, to the ones who receive, the ones who attain.
Thank you.
P.T. Young.
Rav, מה זאת אומרת לעשות?
What does it mean to perform actions toward the light?
Actions toward the light means to prepare room for the light to be revealed. That's the pleasure for the light, the Creator.
Inside the tent, meaning toward the friends?
Yes, yes, of course. Mark VG1.
Рав, вот я сижу сейчас и ничего вообще не понимаю. Злой.
I'm sitting and I don't understand anything. I'm nervous, angry. I connect to the tent through the anger? Do I connect to the 10 through the anger? How is it possible?
Why are you so angry?
It seems
to me like everything is going
above me. That's how the Creator arranged it for you. So turn to Him. Turn to Him. Tell Him that you're not satisfied with Him, that you want to beat Him up. I don't know what. Well,
thank you.
PT 10.
To what dissemination is it most correct to aim now? What path and what way?
It's when we reveal a new world, and now the whole world discovers its own new degree. We're all entering some trouble, but the truth is it's only to connect us some more, so that we'll feel we're all connected to one special humanity. And if we want to be in it, then immediately the connection between us will become positive. And this way we will come to great attainments, a spiritual world, infinite life above life and death, etc.
Isn't this what we always say? Is there something more specific at this time?
I don't know. You find the words. What do you want from me? I'm not a bard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I guess we're coming closer to the end of the lesson. And should we let someone else ask? Who didn't ask yet? Everyone asked. Well, so who should I give? Kabyu 1.
Thank you very much, Rav. Good morning. This comparison with the seal imprint is terrible because in reality we could not change the imprint. So, how can we change really the imprint, Rav?
We don't change anything. All we do is adapt the ourselves, the seal that the one who is engraved to the upper seal by incorporating ourselves in our tent. We're not aware how much the 10 is already in a higher degree. And if I'm incorporated in it, in the 10, I'm incorporated in a higher degree. That's all our work. Info.
Info.
Yeah, so today's schedule is full of broadcasts in the morning at 10 a.m. It'll be a live broadcast with Chaim Hatz and Rav from 10 to 10:30, then from 10:30 to 11:30, a writer's meeting from 11:30 to 12:30. There'll be a continuation talk to the talk that Rav had with women. From 11:30 to 12:30, it'll be a continuation of the scrutiny of the topic of women in the new world. And like every Sunday, at 6:45, the world gathering of friends. And now, let's connect in a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב
יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together we cannot be wrong.
Si nos dirigimos a un deseo por la unión todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are. You should come.